You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get up, get on the floor.
Headbanging over here.
I get headache from a lot.
I know, right? I feel like that was my cardio. Yeah.
We're done.
That's it. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, starting to my far, 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 far left. We have...
Hey, everybody. I'm Francisco Thurston.
And I'm Stephanie McGrath.
And in the booth... We have Marissa, and in training, we have a new producer. Roya is up in there holding the booth down.
What's up, guys?
See, Marissa, I told you I was going to remember you this week.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Because I always forget.
Love it.
But I remembered this time.
I have mad love for you, Marissa.
Thank you. I have mad love for you, guys.
I wouldn't say mad love.
Mine's mad love.
I would say it's all right love.
It's all right.
That I got for you, Marissa.
All right.
Marissa, I've always loved you. There we go.
I'm the one that plays your dance music in the movie.
That's true. Right. Marissa, are you dancing during that?
I'm busy watching you guys.
Oh, okay.
That means she ain't dancing. Next week, you're going to dance with us.
I'll dance.
You're going to turn the camera on you. And flip,
sure.
And pop it. I'm going to teach you some moves. So this week, we are recapping episode 5 of Dance Moms, No One's Safe. I'm safe here. How y'all feel?
I'm safe.
I do not think Abby's going to be taking me off the team, that's for sure.
I'm going to be at the top of the pyramid. Watch. I'm coming for Maddie. You know what I told someone? I said, Maddie's photo looks like... I mean, yeah, of course. Where else would I be on top of the pyramid? Dub it.
Yeah, you said that.
Watch that
week.
Language there, Tony. This is Dance Mom.
That's true. That's here. I have to watch my language. Outside, it sounded much better.
Yeah.
All right. So let's let's get started with our favorite part of the show, the pyramid. Mm-hmm. Down at the bottom, we have Kendall because she didn't place first.
Which, in all honesty, you can't really object to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's really harsh, but. What do you say? I mean, her mom didn't even... Was like, yeah, okay. She didn't win.
What you say is try harder and place first like everybody else.
Exactly. But it was a matter of fact. You didn't win. Okay. Yeah. You didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, no one else had mistakes like Kendall as far as coming in second. So who else put at the bottom but Kendall?
Right. Mm-hmm. Then we have Brooke, who is
same
at
face.
The bottom.
Same face.
And I hurt... And I hurt.
And I'm going to kill someone right now. Don't really care.
I still love that video. So Brooke is at the bottom because of an acrobatic thing that she did, like a round off, back off.
It was the round off, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like this high off the ground. So Abby was not happy about that. Then we have Paige, who is only at the bottom because of posture. Mm. And Abby says, you know, wear a book on your head, do whatever you need to do.
Shoulders back.
Yes.
Ribs in.
Yes.
As we all sit up like that. But to be honest, I think all of Abby's advice her reason for why she placed the pyramid as she did in that order were actually really good.
It's
this
nitpicky.
Week was really good. No, but they were all technique based. They weren't personalized.
Yeah.
They were based on how dancers should receive feedback and critique like that.
Right.
I had no objection to any of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I just felt like it was nitpicky here and there. But I guess those are the things you have to work on in order to be at the top.
It's better than suppose your mum made you late for it or something like that. It was directly related to dancing.
Them. Yeah.
I thought it was quite good.
I agree with that. Mm. Then we had little Mackenzie, who was at the bottom for having her stomach poke out.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Mackenzie needs to do what I do. I walk around with my abdominals engaged all the time until I sit down. And then I got to let it out for a little bit. And
so
then
you
I
bring squeeze it back your abs all day long.
Tony, yeah. Are we saying we've got a six-pack under that?
No. We got a keg up under here. We are working on a six-pack. We are trying to dwindle the keg down a six-pack. But mm-hmm. right now, we got a keg. And I'm okay with that. Why? Because I love myself.
There we go. Tony's self-esteem is fantastic. There. That's not one area we have to work on.
But I'm working on it. I was up at 6 a.m. this morning in the gym.
Getting your fitness on.
Yes. Well,
working on my fitness.
Getting my fitness on, listening to Beyonce and playing Candy Crush on the bike for 30 minutes.
Wait, on the bike? You were spinning.
I was multitasking. Huh?
You were spinning.
No. No. Spinning is for...
crazy people.
What? Yes.
Thank you, and I'm proud to be the crazy person. Do not talk about bike.
When you're on the bike, you can do your own speed. You don't have to be up and down and push and somebody. No, you can be on the bike, Candy Crush.
And Beyonce.
Keeping it cute. No, I'm not going to say I'm going to take your class. No, I won't. Okay. Nope.
We will die.
No, I'm not coming. Yeah, I would die.
I would die, too.
I'd be like this.
Dead. Tony, you okay?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, nope, I'm calling in today for the spin class. And then finally, we had Nia.
She's not stuck to the mirror.
Right.
She moved
up to the next tier. So congratulations, Nia. Yeah, I put, yay.
But there's something I want to go back onto that when we talk about the group Nia? Dance.
Yeah, of course.
About that move in the pyramid.
Yes.
Controversial.
And she's on the... at that tier because she was in the moment, she was in character. So good for
Nia.
I
didn't see that last week in the episode, so it's nice they went back and reviewed that clip before. Yes.
I like when they're like, you're in the moment, I'm like, please go back. And then spotlight, and I'm like, yes, thank you, Nia. And then you think, oh yeah, she was, unless they just picked the clip where she was,
which they possibly could have.
I mean, I won't tell no secrets.
It works.
Then next we have Maddie.
She's not on the top.
Dun, dun, dun.
As Abby said, she did her job.
She was helpful. She did her job. Whatever. But I mean, she's Maddie. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think that it, you know, sometimes you got to humble the child. And I think it's good she took a step down.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
Abby knows what she's doing.
Take a little piece of humble pie, Maddie, and work your way back up.
But still, her picture's like, I'm second, and what?
Yeah, it's her picture is very much, and what?
And what? I'm second, but I should be at the top.
Wait, can I say heifers? Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Heifers.
Like, and what, heifers? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, I can't say the B word. Although, on network TV, you can.
You can say it here.
When I watch Days of Our Lives, they always say
it right now.
Oh, because I was about
to. He's not in the moment now.
Right, okay. Moment's gone, but at least I know I can use that. And then up at the top, although I don't know if I should use a B word on like a kid kind of show. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Then up at the top,
children,
we have...
Please.
The children, yes. We have... was that shade?
No, I was just saying children block your ears. If you want to swear...
Earmuffs.
Give them, you know,
these are some
notice.
Grown kids, especially the YouTube comments I see. These kids are grown. Y'all are grown.
Grown.
Y'all be okay.
Yeah.
And then at the top, we have Chloe. Yay. Because she won her solo.
Yeah.
First place.
Yes. So, I mean, if anything, I always think that Chloe and Maddie are like...
Head to head.
Yeah. They're very, like, they're very similar dancers. So, yeah.
Well, in this episode, Abby later on talks to Christy and says, you know, when Maddie does do her ballet and stuff, that would have been Chloe. That should have been Chloe a couple of years ago.
Right.
So clearly that was always, there was a big, there always has been a big rivalry between the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, in dance, you got to stay on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't lose that technique and you always consistently improve. So you got to stay on it. So the big thing that this episode kicked off with was the fact that Melissa has Maddie and Mackenzie homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you guys, how do you feel about homeschool? Do you think it's better for a kid or it's not good for a kid to be homeschooled?
Mm.
Were any of you guys homeschooled?
No.
Public schools?
No, definitely wasn't homeschooled. It's not such, it's far more, it's quite popular here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Back back home in Australia, nobody really homeschools.
Right.
I mean, I say that, but not in anywhere near in the percentage what they do in America at all.
Mm-mm. I just think that, you know, it really depends on the growth of a child, because when you're growing up, you want kids to be in that social environment where you have constant, like, people around you and your kids able to socialize with people, because they're going to have to do that when they get older.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it kind of, like, you want your kid to be a great dancer, but it's good to socialize your kid. So I disagree with homeschooling, but I guess I agree with the training. But I think kids need to be in that environment where they have friends and they have teachers and they have to deal with being put in situations where they need to learn to grow up.
Yeah.
I think the big thing with the homeschooling, and that's what it's trying to replace in some way, what sporting institutes do a lot better job, is that instead of making the child go home and just being there with the teacher and maybe their siblings, if they're an athlete as well, I do encourage it. I see the benefit of any young athlete that needs to be putting in that time at an earlier age. Mm-hmm. And yes, school does, I'm not going to say it's sacrifice, but it needs to be changed in order them to get the time that's required to really excel and be the best in their sport. Yeah. So things like an institute where they're around other athletes that all have a different, completely different schedule. They all go to a school. They all, their other, you know, dancers with them. They study for this amount of time. They all dance together. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're still around. You've still got the, you know, colleagues and stuff in your classroom, but they're all fellow dancers. And so you've all got a similar, they can all devote as much time. I think that's a far better approach than taking one individual, you know, dancer out and getting her at home. I think she can still be around fellow kids dancers. Her age.
I feel like this, because I, you know, obviously wasn't homeschooled, but obviously at a young age, I wanted to be an entertainer. But I feel like if I were taken into a homeschool type of a thing, I would have missed out on a lot of things growing up. Simple things like recess. I loved recess.
Snack time.
My two favorite, snack time, where I learned that graham crackers and milk is the best snack you will ever have. You dip them graham crackers in milk, and they are the best thing ever. My friend in kindergarten told me how to dip my graham cracker in milk. Best thing, I still eat it.
So the entire schooling, all of your education, that is the one thing that you remember from it.
Food and recess.
I just think there's so many memories from, like, high school, like homecoming and prom.
And pep rallies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was one of those people who I loved going to the first day of school because it was like Christmas for me. Because I wanted to see who were the people in my class, you know, got to wear my first day of school outfit. Like, I was all about school, and I was never one of those people that skipped school or anything like that, because I loved the social aspect of school.
Mm.
I couldn't imagine being at home and spending only 4 hours just on schoolwork and then taking acting classes and all that. But then on the flip side, I think sometimes, like, I wish I kind of would have done that, because then I would have excelled in the field that I wanted to excel in. So it's kind of a catch-22. I see why Melissa is homeschooling Mackenzie and Maddie, because she does want them to concentrate on dance more.
Mm-hmm.
But should she have them do that at the sacrifice of being a kid?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, as we said, it's a very individual approach. You really need to assess the child. I mean, I've worked with a lot of junior elite athletes in different sports. They need that. They need all that time. If they really want to excel, like, for instance, in any Olympic-based sport, they want to get to the Olympic team and they want to also medal.
Yeah.
They've got to put in the hours. And that also means that it's not a normal environment. Uh-huh. I don't encourage that in terms of getting an overall good, well, you know, it's, they talk about it later on, you know, well-grounded, you know, young child growing up. We need that. But at the same time, for this sport, it's a very different area. She's got talent. You need to nurture that. And that, I just think she'd excel far better, though, in more of a dance academy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just think that comparing dance to, like, athletes training for the Olympics is kind of, like, on a different scale as far
as,
like...
Is it really?
I think so, because I've seen amazing dancers come out of going to regular school and then going to dance after school. I just think it's the kind of effort that you put into the studio when you're there that makes those amazing dancers. I just think the, like, athletes training for the Olympics, that's such a more, like, a rigorous schedule and a rigorous training to get to that Olympics base, you know? I just think it's a different thing.
I mean, there's still a lot of Olympic athletes and stuff that go to regular school. They can't afford that thing, and they still come through, you know, track
and
field.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but yeah, yeah, I can see your point.
I see the similarities in, mm-hmm. in both, that each one of them take a serious approach to it and a serious amount of training.
Mm.
So I see both points. Mm. Like, and I can see it being compared to,
I mean, I'm
to
talking
dance.
top dancer.
Yeah,
I'm not just talking, yeah.
No, not... Yeah. not somebody trying to learn how to do single ladies, but somebody who's trying to actually, you know, excel in this. So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Chloe's approach. Mm-hmm. When Christy brought it up to Chloe, how she felt about being homeschooled. And Chloe is a brilliant dancer
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
But she says, I like going to school.
Yeah.
You know,
it's close.
She of course wants to put in the time for dance, but she also still wants to have
a normal life.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. A childhood, like yep. any child would. So I think you can do both, you know, if you feel yeah. like you want to do both. Having an hour and a half private extra, you can do that on a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think it's like these kids have this camera schedule and they're around cameras all the time and production and mm-hmm. Abby and the whole Dance Mom thing. And it's nice for them to escape
have an outlet.
Go to school with no cameras.
With their friends and have
just
that time
normal.
Off. Yeah, I mean, that's like young actors and actresses that are on our screen at a young age. They really enjoy, most of them, if they're still able to,
and that's why some
go
of
to
them,
school and just kick around with their mates. Be a normal school kid.
Yeah,
that's why some of them, child stars, took breaks.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted a moment out of the spotlight to have a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, because you miss so much of that when you're working that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So in this episode, they are traveling to Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
Well, right now it's cold, freezing Atlanta. Gridlock Atlanta. Ain't nobody getting home to their houses. Atlanta. Taking 10 hours to get to nowhere, Atlanta.
Go sleep in the school.
Right. But they're traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, where mm-hmm. they're attending Masters of Dance Art. Abby decides to have a trio of Southern Bells. With Paige, Chloe, and Kendall. And then we have Maddie and Mackenzie, who will be doing a solo.
And Mackenzie, though, her particular solo. The
lip-sync solo. And Maddie is doing ballet, which Abby mentioned that is kind of tough for Maddie.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird hearing that something is tough for Maddie. Because I'm like, Maddie is Maddie.
Yeah.
Nothing is tough for Maddie. But ballet is, so... Get at it.
When you zone in on that technique, though, and it's just like ballet arms, lines, legs, and there's no like Maddie mm-hmm. to put into a solo, I think it's probably that's what she's focusing in on, that technique, just the technique.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the group dance is going to be about the civil rights movement, and it's titled At Last.
Abby really built it up, didn't she?
Needs to be historical, Academy Award winning. That's a lot of pressure. And
since when they're handing out Oscars
for dance routines? Maybe the Emmys.
Of course, because she's doing a civil rights group dance,
mm-hmm.
Nia is chosen as the lead
mm-hmm.
for the group dance.
Typecasting.
Let's go into that. I know I've written it a different way, but let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So I always kind of feel like, because this is the second time there has been an African-American sort of dance, and Nia has been the lead because she is the only African-American girl who's a part of the company. The last time was with the Rosa Parks group dance, which mm-hmm. was last season. This year, it's the Civil Rights one. And before that,
LaQuifa.
How do you guys feel about Nia being chosen as the lead? More than likely because she's
black.
She's black.
Mm.
I find this question funny that I'm
asking towards
y'all. You're asking the two white people.
I mean, being the token black guy on this panel, I'm going to turn it over to them first. But how do you guys feel about it?
I feel as both entertainers, I think we all kind of deal with typecasting.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way, you know, the industry is sometimes. And if one person, there's a specific particular type that fits something, then you obviously have to go to that. It's something that, I don't know, it sucks, but I guess just the way it is, there's nothing really you can do about it. If you have to cast a black girl, you have to cast a black girl, and Nia's the it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it put a lot of pressure on her, yeah, too, because Abby was saying, you know, the pressure's on you, yeah, to make sure we win, pretty much. So going from the bottom towards the bottom of the pyramid, kind of the second tier, yeah, and now having to be put in a position where it's like, prove it.
I wanted to, you know, we mentioned with the pyramid, I want to throw it out there. What do you guys think? Do you think, though, Abby changing the pyramid, her order, putting Nia up,
mm-hmm,
and she did that in advance, so to try and take some of the heat possibly off by then typecasting Nia, giving her the lead role, saying, no, well, she's up there now. She's a better dancer.
Yeah.
Of course, so now it's not just because of the color of her skin. But at the same time, it does make sense. I mean, for what
I can see what you're saying.
You weren't going to give... Yeah.
Because for the past couple of episodes, she's been in the same spot. And now all of a sudden, it's like, you moved up and you got a lead part.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe. So that...
Well, I don't know. Kendall got the trio and she's at the bottom of the pyramid.
Well, I mean, who else was she going to
be? Who are you going to be? Brooke?
I don't know.
Don't give me that face, Brooke.
That's the Brooke face. Congratulations, Nia.
Yeah,
you got it. So, and Holly was very happy and
nervous as well.
Oh, nervous, yeah, because there's still that sense of someone's going to be replaced.
Yeah.
So you're going to be replaced. Traveling down to Atlanta for the second open call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holly offers her services and says, "Well, I've been an
admissions director.
I mean, suddenly I was just like, is she going to, I don't know, take applications while she's there? I don't know what.
Where's she going with this?
Is she going to sit at the front and be like, hi, welcome to the open call. Let me take you, fill this form out. And then, I don't know. But she offered her services and said, you know, that she wanted to help out.
Mm.
And then Melissa, of course, goes, are my kids going again? But surprisingly, Christy nor Kelly said
nothing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Or Jill.
Mm.
None of them said anything.
I think they finally accepted the fact that their kids aren't going anywhere with Abby.
But I feel like if they had said, well, would you like for our kids to help out? Of course.
Yeah.
They would have been included in, but they don't.
Just speak up. Yeah. So,
well, don't speak up in their negative way that they usually say anything, but speak up in a, hey, can we come too? We would love to be there. And I think Abby would probably respond better to that.
Exactly. And speaking up, you guys need to speak up on iTunes.
Yes.
And make sure you download our podcast, listen to it. You guys have had questions as to why we are not one of the top 10 shows. That is because you are not checking us out on iTunes. So all of you who view us on YouTube, make sure you go to iTunes, download our podcast on AfterBuzz TV, and hopefully maybe we will make it as one of the top 10 shows on AfterBuzz TV.
We sure had 6,000 views last week on YouTube.
Hey. Right.
So, and thank you guys for watching. Y'all are sitting at home and y'all computers getting your life. Oh, speaking of getting your life, someone tweeted me, oh, I'm so sorry. If you're listening, I got your tweet. I replied. But she said, Tony, I told my friend to get her life, and she looked back at me like I was crazy. I told her, I said, the next time you do that, you say, get your life, do a hair flip, and walk away.
Don't give them a chance to look back at you.
No. It's like, get your life. That's how you do it.
Words taken from Tony. I'm seeing everyone just writing that one down.
Exactly.
I'm using that tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And if you're a guy, and you're saying to someone else, get your life, you say, get your life, hair flip, walk away.
Even if you don't have it.
It's just a little...
Do what you got with it. Make the most of it. Tony, you teach me. This is educational every single time we have
You know, in life, you have to have these things in order to get through it.
Yeah.
Life is tough.
And in LA, you need them more than ever.
And sometimes when someone is being hashtag team too much, you look at them and you say, get your life.
Perfect.
Walk away.
Get your life.
is that the more you know? Marissa, you are always on point with the sounds.
The more you know.
So,
open call.
First off, Atlanta. Those moms at the open call were a lot. Like, they were speaking up. They were yelling out of turn. But the cutest thing, though, was that the 11-year-old girl who ran up and said, I will work hard for you. I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure I beat whoever I need to
beat for you.
And I was like,
so cute.
And then, of course, her mom, give her a second chance. I wanted to be like, have a seat.
Have a seat. You're ruining it.
Right.
I was surprised, though. This was the first time I saw Abby. She got scared.
She did.
She honestly backed down. All these, especially the girl in the purple. Right. You know how they took that off?
Yeah.
The women were up in her face and Abby, and she was like, all right, second chance. I was like.
Well, no, she was more like, I want to give you a second chance just to get you away from them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think what it was.
And they were like, take her.
It's. I think Abby was
take our daughter, please.
Yeah, here she goes. I feel like Abby was a little caught off guard.
Yeah.
Because in the first open call, those moms were kind of chatty.
But they weren't
but
anything.
Not
no
like
one's getting
this.
Out of their
You're
seat
in
coming
Atlanta.
Up to her face.
I mean,
it's a different city.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Atlanta's like, look, give my child a second chance. She'll show you what you can do. Let's go. Let's chip chop.
Yeah.
As chip I chop. Said, my daughter will dance in her underwear. Like, right. There's no...
Right.
And just I'm exploiting your child.
And Abby cut people for the smallest things. You went in the wrong direction. Have a seat. Oh, you don't know
the girl
how to do
with the
this.
Haircut.
The girl, your mom. No crimping is going on here. You're limiting
she said,
her
where's
job
the girl with the bad haircut?
Oh, my heart broke.
And whose child is this? Oh, and then to be the one that did her hair.
Yeah.
Awful. Mm-hmm. Awful. And then those cute little kids who probably had no idea what they were doing.
Wrong type of split. That's not front. Get out.
Yeah. And then the girl that we mentioned just a little while ago who changed her shirt. Actually, a good point.
It is.
That yes. when you're in an audition... you don't change anything about you because that's how they remember
how
you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you have on, like if Francisco came in, I was like, oh, guy with the sweater with the F on it. And then if he came back in a t-shirt, I'd be like, oh, goodbye.
It is a valuable lesson for anyone who wants to be a dancer. Sometimes they tell you to come to the audition or call back in the same outfit you wore the first day.
Yeah, because that's how they remember you. They have notes.
Mm.
Guy in sweater with the F on it. And then you come back with a Britney shirt on. They're going to say,
who are you? Are you supposed to be
What here? Did you have on yesterday? Oh, okay. You don't have that on today? Oh, goodbye.
Don't remember so, to have. But even though I know you say they only showed the clips of Abby being quite harsh and cutting it, but that's, I mean, there's also the we see a lot of her accepting a lot of the other girls and guys' dances. But at the same time, that's the world of dance.
Yeah.
It's cutthroat.
It is. It's very
and
cutthroat.
And that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody wants to cry boo-hoo, well, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. This industry is too tough for anybody who cries about it.
It is. It's very tough. But
shout out to McKaylee, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition Season 2. She was in attendance as well at the audition.
At the audition?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good for her. Shout out to you. Did she make it?
She was at the end of the audition. She made it to the end, so.
My question is, what, Abby keeps collecting all these people. What is she going to do with these people?
Where's she hiding them or something? Is she putting them in like a cave?
She's saying.
A little.
Because she said at the beginning of the show, I met so many kids in Orlando to where I can replace everyone, including Maddie. And I'm thinking like, what?
Where are they? Why aren't they here yet?
Well, what are you going to do with them? Okay. And to be one of those kids who's like, I made it all the way through, but.
I'm not on the team.
I don't know now.
You just kind of stand by a kid until someone, Peyton, goes and does their leg. Then we'll pull you in. Yeah. But otherwise, you just kind of sit there, look pretty for a while.
They're on hold.
I have not said her name this whole time because she's not on the show anymore.
And I just, yeah.
I'm Peyton.
There you go.
Peyton.
Cut it out for
Peyton.
System.
Okay, I've said it. So, open calls seem to go well. My favorite reaction was Holly. Holly was like, who are these women? This is like the Jerry Springer of dance. I was like, Jerry. It sure is.
Yeah.
Because I used to watch Jerry. As a matter of fact, I got a whooping for watching it one time.
I think we all watched that show.
Yeah.
And you know you used to watch it just for the fights.
Yeah.
But Holly's reaction was just kind of, was classic. She looked around like, who are these moms and what are they doing? Have a seat.
This is so inappropriate. Going back to also the moms when they were talking about Abby and they're like, how ridiculous is this that Abby's teaching these girls
how to be Southern Belles?
Southern Belles, when she, what, has boogers?
She wipes her boogers in her eye. And in her hair. She doesn't wash her hands. And then she hands you bread and be like, you want some bread?
Like, hell no.
Like, no, I'm good.
No, thank you. Bogey bread.
And I'd be like, excuse me, can I have some more bread?
Can we have a new basket of bread?
Right. So now we're at the competition, and we have up.
Hold it, the outfits. I've got to make note. The trio.
They did look like chickens.
What was that?
The trio.
Did Ronald McDonald vomit? Like
all over them.
No, we see why the chicken crossed the road was to get to the Master of Dance Arts competition, so that they can dance and compete as a trio.
Yep.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
They straight up looked like they were about to do Southern Belle. I saw where they were going.
Yeah,
Abby even missed it. Abby even looked like she was like,
yeah. Abby looked like, oh,
she's like, oh, they fit. They fit.
They fit. They fit. Yeah, like she had to say something good. It was okay. That's it. Okay.
They fit.
They fit. Mm-hmm. They fit. You look like chickens, but they fit. Y'all should have did Old McDonald Had a Farm. And on that farm, they had three chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks,
Chloe, Kendall, and Paige. Yeah.
I mean, they did do a bit of this anyhow. Didn't they?
They probably did. So speaking of the trio, mm-hmm. We'll start with the trio first. I put they did look like chickens.
Paige was so sloppy.
A little bit.
Oh, yes.
So sloppy. She
was so out. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
She was just completely off pace.
And there was some spacing.
Yeah,
spacing was a big thing.
And
Chloe and Kendall were right on. Paige was like in another little world.
Her different.
She's going to go dance in the slide.
Who was it Chloe, Kendall, Paige? Or was it Paige, Kendall, Chloe?
Chloe, Kendall, Paige.
So it was Chloe. Kendall.
Paige was the closest to the camera.
Yeah.
Like in terms of.
They kept switching though.
Yeah, at the start.
Because at the beginning, Chloe was the first one out.
Yeah. At the end, mm-hmm. how they were supposed to land with their legs off stage,
yep.
someone didn't quite make it. Paige. Like their leg was kind of paid.
Yep.
Leg was on stage still, and crossed like everyone else, but not sitting like off stage.
Mm.
And I was like,
and even in the turn section, you could see Paige was like, I need to catch up.
Yeah. She was.
But they did have moments where they were still really together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought was good. But, I mean, you know, they work really well together. You know, no matter with all the drama.
I wouldn't say it was their best dance.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't their best clickety clack at all. Cluck, cluck.
But Mackenzie and the lip syncing. What'd you guys think of that?
I thought it was super cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is that it's cute. Like, Mackenzie is starting to get older and mm-hmm. she needs to get out of cute. I also had issues with it being a lip sync, and I couldn't tell at times, was she supposed to hold the mic as if she was singing into it or not? Because sometimes she'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Mic is over here. Mm-hmm. Now the mic is here. Ooh, I put it down and I'm going to do an acrobat. Like,
yeah.
I can make that into a song. And I'm going to do an acrobat.
No, I agree, because she was lip syncing at the same time, yet the microphone was all the way over here.
Yeah.
It's like,
but she was feeling it though.
When she
was like shimmy. I was like, first of all, you ain't got nothing to shimmy, and you too young to be shimmying. But she
living her life.
Mm-hmm.
I shimmy see her.
I think she's a natural born entertainer. Yeah, I agree with Abby. Girl's a star.
She's growing up. And
very different from Maddie, and I like that. She's finding her own path.
Yeah,
I think separating herself. She's not ballet. That's not her.
No. No.
I feel like either you're that, Maddie, or you're something different. Like, you're good at something else, where Mackenzie is showing that. Like,
yeah.
And you can see her movements becoming a little bit more mature. She's doing her turns and her jumps now, and it's less acrobat-y-ish.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Abby should, and hopefully she will, and continue to encourage that.
Yeah.
I know we talked about two episodes back with the whole sibling rivalry and her constantly being, you know, you have to live up to Maddie. No. You're not Maddie, you're Mackenzie, and you're very great. And, you know, the acrobats and an entertainer. And I say, bring that kid. Go that way.
Yeah. Grow her up.
Mm-hmm.
Age her. Then we had Maddie with the ballet solo.
Mm-hmm.
I just want Maddie to spend like 20 minutes in the mirror and try out different faces.
It was smiling more. It's still extreme.
I just want her to take some time out to explore something here.
Something different facially.
Please. Because she's so amazing, but this thing is the same every week.
Yeah. Yeah. And I felt like if this is ballet, that face didn't go with,
it didn't.
With no. a ballet type of routine. Mm-hmm. But it was strong. It was elegant.
It was beautiful.
It flowed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All things Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say? That's all I had. She's a little, and then I had beautiful.
She was a little, as coming from like the dance world, she was a little, for me, a little shaky. Like it didn't seem like she was super comfortable with what she was doing. There's a couple like bent legs and things, but overall it was, you know, it's Maddie.
I mean, Maddie's going to work
But that
hard.
Isn't her strongest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that. She's just a little shaky. Yep. A little shaky on it.
I agree.
Then we had the group dance, which I loved Holly's pep talk to Nia before the group dance happened. Mm-hmm. I thought Holly reminding Nia the character that she's portraying is a strong,
is mimicking what is going on.
Woman. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Mm. I thought her pep talk was amazing. And I know that Holly was a little worried about how it would be portrayed.
Yep.
But this group dance had everyone intensely looking at it.
Yep.
And had it invoked a feeling that I think Abby wanted the audience to feel.
Mm-hmm. And she knew by going to Atlanta they would respond well. It. They'd either be one way
She's
or the
smart,
other.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was running a fine line there. If they didn't like it, she would know.
She's strategic.
They would know.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
Mm. I thought, once again, this... they work so well. It's ridiculous sometimes how you feel like, oh, I don't know about that group dance. I don't think it's going to come together. Mm. And then they do it, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you guys are so pretty.
Mm.
Like, all of them. Like, it. For a second, you stop looking at them as Nia, Chloe, Maddie, Mackenzie, and you look at them as
Abby
one
Lee
unit and group, and they dance so beautifully together.
Yeah. I thought it was a really beautiful routine. Like, I enjoyed it a lot. Mm. I really want the girls to, like, dive into their characters more.
Maddie, though, I'll give it to her. Did you see her in the group performance?
Yeah.
I've never seen her dive as much into the character. The facial expression was actually really right on for this dance. I thought Maddie was one of the standouts in the group.
Yeah.
I thought Chloe was far too timid. She was present, but she wasn't getting into
but
the character what she should have.
If she had tapped into it a little bit more, like a tap, like ding, it would have came on.
And I just really want them to be able to not be afraid of, like, body contact. Like, not get in there and be like, this is a dance routine. Like, there was a part where Kendall and Nia, like, Kendall did something, like, I think, pretend, like, hit Nia. And it just looked... Like, too contrived. Like, too timid to, like, put her hands on Nia.
Do you think that's an age thing, though?
Yeah. I just...
Not wanting to be intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still,
I mean, because at that age, you got cooties.
Yeah.
Circle, circle, dot, dot. Now I got my cooties, y'all.
But I think it'll far put them over that top. Like, they're all so beautiful, and they work together, and the pieces they put together. But if they just go that extra mile, I think that's what's going to just... keep them at that top spot, those kids.
And when Holly cried at the end,
so sweet.
Aww.
I thought I was like, oh, she's really... But did y'all notice that the people who were at the open call were the people who were sitting behind them?
the purple shirt girl.
I found that very interesting. I wanted to be like, weren't y'all just at the open call? And why was the whole front row empty?
They keep the front row empty at competition so they can get their camera shot.
Mm.
They tape off that front row so they can get the view of the moms and Abby.
They had to work that out for real. Because I was looking like, why do you even have that? You might as well just have sat them in the front row.
Right.
And then sat everyone else.
Yeah. It's the same thing at every competition. Even if they sit like third row in, they tape off those first two rows so they can have camera shot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, awards time. Yay. Poor little Mackenzie. She got second.
I mean, we don't know the other competition. Like, each week, we don't know
what
she was against. And that's probably, that could have been, I mean, we all agreed it was good for her first time.
Yeah.
Lip syncing, doing that, an entertainer sort of routine. But, I mean, there wasn't anything too, you weren't going to go, wow, like, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
No.
And then the trio, Cluck Cluck. They got first.
Somehow. I don't know what happened.
That's only great.
You know what it was?
We don't see the other.
They did this competition on a Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, Popeyes has two-piece Tuesdays. Two-piece.
So that's why they, so, lost. They won.
So they won because one of the judges was excited that it was Tuesday. And after the competition, they was going to go to Popeyes and get a two-piece Tuesday.
Oh.
And that reminded them.
When he saw the three chickens coming out, he's like,
two-piece Tuesday. I'm going to give them first place because you know what? They are hitting it on this Tuesday.
I can't with you right
that's
now.
That's why. Y'all don't believe that.
Okay, you know what's funny is that I'm going to Popeyes after this to get chicken. That was my first thought.
See?
A lot. I'm so serious.
See? I'm starting to think
it's a Wednesday,
too.
But I'm going to get Popeyes after this.
Skinny people can do that. I have to go have a salad.
No, but you remember you always, you've got, you know, you walk around with your abs tightened all the time. You're not like Mackenzie. You tuck in that belly.
I pull my belly in right now.
You just got to get on a spin bike. I'll take you for a class.
That spin class is not heavy. Y'all are some intense people. At 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting there sweating. And I am very fine on my little bicycle where I can chill, listen to Beyonce, play a couple of games of Candy Crush. It makes me mad, though, when I can't pass the levels and all my lives are out and I still got 15 more minutes on the bike. Then I'm like, what up? Now what am I going to do?
Cycle. Get into it. Intervals.
You know what you can do?
Mm-hmm.
Get your life. All right, so then we have Trio got first. Maddie, of course, plays first. And then the group dance plays first.
Yeah, they started at 3, too.
They did. I thought they were like, ooh. You know, when they start a little bit lower.
Could be a chance they weren't going to win it. But
right, but they did. They brought it out. And good for Nia for stepping it up and being the lead and taking her role very seriously. I would like to see Nia in something else as a lead other than an African-American piece.
Yeah, I think she deserves that opportunity to just get a role that has to do with something storyline and not character type.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but kudos to them and congratulations on another successful competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we shall go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
We're going to kick off our news and gossip first off with our one shout out that we have from one of our YouTube viewers. We have Francisco.
Star Beatles Queen.
Thank you, Stars Beetle Queen. Shout out!
Shout out!
And a shout out to everyone who watches on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
And
we love it. It's
the
fantastic.
Comments. Thank you for commenting. I read the comments. Sometimes I don't comment. Francisco reads them and then comments. So, Stephanie.
I read them all through. And thanks for also keeping the... No personal attacks. We appreciate that. There was one or two at the very start. But hey, if you don't like us, don't watch it. The old crew will be around.
But it's us. It's, yeah. Love us.
And I'm pretty sure everyone has a love for the new crew as much as they love the old crew. We are still all Dance Mom fans.
Yeah.
And we are giving you a Dance Mom
reclap.
That's a new word. Reclap. We are giving you the reclap here at... AfterBuzz TV. All right, so let's get into some juicy news.
Mm-hmm.
First off, we've been talking about for the past few weeks this whole court altercation between Kelly and Abby, and now it has been reported that Brooke and Paige are no longer a part of the Abby Lee Dance Company
because
of this altercation.
You see in the Instagram photos from Abby as well, from the group rehearsals and stuff, that Paige and Brooke are
no longer there. Now, reading this article, it wasn't quite clear, but I think Abby mentioned, she mentioned this on her appearance on The View, which you guys can see her interview. Just click on the link in our... info section. Marissa will put it up and you can watch the interview with Abby.
Yeah.
But she mentions that Brooke, Paige, and someone else weren't really a part of the dance company, that they were just there for the show.
The show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found that to be interesting. I mean, Abby, sign me up. I'll come to Pittsburgh just to be on the show.
Tony would just be in the show, exactly.
I'll be in the back. Wiping off the dance mirrors. I'm like, y'all okay? Anybody need a kickstep turn? Something. I'll sit there and press play on the computer. Here's your music. Click.
I can't.
Yeah.
There we go. Something else. apparently, rumor has it, has not been confirmed, Abby is engaged.
Wow.
Abby.
To a gentleman named Michael Padula. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. But apparently, the rumors started when Abby posted a picture on her social media with the caption, "I do."
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
And someone clearly has.
Rumored.
Nothing came out when she was, when she dropped into the studio a couple weeks back, did we? When we asked her about her love life?
No. But it hasn't been confirmed, but we will be watching this closely.
Abby.
Yes, we will.
Tell us.
Yes.
Confirm. Fishing for some details.
And everyone continue to send Abby prayers, thoughts for her mom. So make sure you guys continue to do that. And now let's move on to some predictions.
And now, the lights. You're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right, so next we saw a new person.
They call
from the Orlando
Chloe.
Who will be joining the team? What do you guys predict will happen with this girl? Because whenever a new girl comes on, it's a challenge for someone, and she's already been deemed as the new Chloe. So, is this Abby's way of now making Chloe work even harder to have someone similar to her? Because we had Asia come in to push Mackenzie. We had Sophia Lucia.
For Maddie.
Maddie. Now we have whatever her name's going to be. For Chloe.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
I think the moms are going to run her out of that studio. Feel like that's one of the problems whenever a new girl comes in is the moms. They're scary.
It's not the other girls. Well, what we saw the new mom already causing a bit of controversy. She's like,
she kind of gets into it with Holly.
Holly's and
like,
Holly.
Leave.
We know there's something's bad going down if Holly is the one that says leave.
Something is about to go down. On the next episode of Dance Moms. And guess who will be here to recap it? Or reclap it? Us. Oh my gosh.
That's new.
That's it.
That's a new thing. Guess who will be here to reclap it? Us.
Oh, you knew her.
We'll work on that. We'll work on that.
The Aussies are a bit slow on that one.
Well, that has been your recap for this episode of Dance Moms. Francisco, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco and on Instagram at Francisco Thurston.
And you can find me on Twitter at HostMcGraw and my website, StephanieMcGraw.com.
And of course, you can find me on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I had to think about it. And you can also find me on my website, Lounging with Tony. That's LoungingWithTony. TONY. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our lovely recap. We will see you next Wednesday for another reclap of your favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Hi, y'all.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.